Okay, welcome back, everybody. Mordechai Plotzker here, discussing Parshas Lech Lecha. Just continuing our discussion from Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, Avraham Avinu succeeds in beating the four and the five kings, and really what they were fighting about was Avraham Avinu. Because up until Avraham Avinu declared HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Melech, there was no need for anyone to be a king. Everyone thought themselves to be king. They were rebelling against Hashem, but that was really a personal struggle. And now we find that there were four kings, Bela, Birsha, Shinov. These Birsha was a person who was a Rasha. Shinov, he was a Sone to the Av, Shabashamayim. You find that Bela was Nimrod. Nimrod was known as being Moed B'Malchus. There's a lot, and then there's Melech Sodom. And then you have all these other kings fighting against one another. And Avraham Avinu, I was always curious, like, where did he align himself with? Because, you know, on the one hand, you have four really bad-sounding kings, plus a fifth one who was really small, says the Torah. And then on the other hand, you have Melech Sodom. So Avraham Avinu can't align himself with the evil kings, and he can't align himself with the other side, which are also evil kings. So apparently these four and five kings fought against each other, and Avraham Avinu was fighting against whoever was left to fight. And he conquered them, and he conquered them very quickly. And he refuses to take any allowance from the king of Sodom because he doesn't want the king of Sodom to say that he was the one who made Avraham Avinu wealthy. And from there we have the mitzvot tefillin. There's a lot to talk about over here. There's a lot to learn exactly what's happening. But one of the things that continues with this parsha is that Avraham Avinu is now the commando, the warrior, who goes out to battle with 318 people. And the Torah tells us that you have to act in a normal way. And then when you use up all of your When you
Hello?
Use up all of your schusim, yeah. When you use up all of your schusim, then you are left to resorting to miracles. So what we find in this week's parsha is that Avraham Avinu, after he's able to, you know, conquer these kings, he then turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, how do I know I'm going to, you know, how am I going to succeed in life? I have all these riches, I have the wealth, I have a great name, but I don't have a yoresh. I don't have anybody who can take over after I'm gone. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not to worry. Like the stars in the sky and the sand on the beachhead, and we all know the sand on the beachhead, nobody can count the sand. Nobody can count the stars in the sky. Im tuchal lesporosam, says the Midrashim, Avraham Avinu went out and tried to count those stars. Obviously, that's a non-starter because it's impossible. One, two, three, he would be there forever. He would never do any chesed. So Hashem says, no, im tuchal lesporosam. If I granted you the opportunity to actually count them, you know, kechokhve hashamayim, you're going to be great. So don't worry about it. So what is the pasuk say? Avraham Avinu turns and he says, "Be'min ba'Hashem, be'yachshavel lo tzedakah." That he trusted in Hashem and he perceived it as a form of righteousness. And the question of tonight is, what does this mean? And if you look at the Mefarshim, there are diverse opinions. Rashi, for example, tells us that Avraham Avinu was not doubting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise that he will have a child. Rather, he was questioning, how will my children hold on to the land of Israel? What will be the secret ingredient that will enable them to withstand the pressures, temptations, all the trials and tribulations of living in the land of Israel? And he explains, b'schus ha-karbonos, in the merit of the karbonos. So one explanation on this Rashi is that he was referring to Akedas Yitzchak, that we would always be able to turn to that Akedas Yitzchak as a validation of our mysterious nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two is the karbanos that we have that we had done in the Beis HaMikdash during the first and second temple era. And the third is, in the absence of saying the Karbanos, perhaps we can lean on the Karbanos that we say in the morning in davening. That's for those who actually say the Karbanos. But the point of saying this Karbanos is that we should be mindful, as we're learning in Gemara Menachos and other parts in Kachim, how were the Karbanos structured? What was first? What was second? What was the order? What were the ingredients? How were these things consecrated? So all of these things go into the understanding of Rashi, the Schos HaKarbanos. The second explanation is totally different than the first, and it's from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, who says that Be'min B'Hashem, Avavino, trust in Hashem, which means that you can't, if Hashem says something, then what are you going to do? You can't, Hashem is not going to need Hetan Adar, like a Hatar Sadar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Be'min B'Hashem, Be'yakshavah Lo Tzedakah. So, says the Aruch Chaim, I trust that you, Hashem, will give me a son. You promised this to me. I don't have anything to question. But how do I know that my son will follow in my ways? So says the Aruch Chaim, Be'min B'Hashem, Be'yakshavah Lo Tzedakah. The Tzedakah refers to the Tzaddik, that, you know, everybody has children, but some people, some children don't follow the path of the parents. So hopefully when he has a son, that child will follow the path of Avraham Avinu and build on that success. And so we see that to be evidenced by Yitzchak, because the Pasuk tells us that Ela told us, Avram, Avram, holy Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu was Zocha to have a Yitzchak who built on the efforts of his father. And the third explanation is offered by the Baal HaTorim in a very cryptic language. He says that we don't focus on the first part of the Min B'Hashem, but rather on the word V'yachshaveha. V'yachshaveha is a very odd word because it's only found three times in Tanakh. Number one, here, V'yachshaveha, Lo Tzedakah. And it should be as a form of righteousness, Tzedakah. Number two is V'yachshaveha L'Zona, that by Tamar and Yehuda, she was suspected of being Izona, therefore, we know the whole story. We'll get to that in a few weeks. And V'yachshaveha L'Shikora by Chana and Eli, that Shmuel Aleph, that the whole story there, that Eli HaKohen thought that Chana was drunk. And so if she's drunk, then, you know, obviously this is everyone davening out loud, and now she's whispering to herself. But, you know, you see people walking around the street, they're whispering to themselves. No, they actually have the Bluetooth. They're talking to somebody on the phone. In those days, they didn't have Bluetooth. So if you're whispering to yourself, you know, and you create the Shiloh Shmoneh Esrei, it could be that you could be thought about as somebody who's a drunkard. And so, says the Baal HaTorim, very, very classic. He says that when it came to V'yachshaveha in the future, the first instance, the first time someone suspected someone of doing wrong, V'yachshaveha, what happened? Yatzu Malachim. Kings came out of that union between Yehuda and Tamar. And the second time, there was a suspicion of someone doing something incorrect when they were doing something correct, came out prophets. Shmuel HaNavi came from Chana. So there was this suspicion. So V'yachshaveha L'Tzedakah, that Avraham Avinu is saying that I'm hoping that God willing, I will have a child very soon. And this is a schos that we say that if somebody is choshim b'ksherim, they should give me a bracha. So, you know, you could think that Avraham Avinu was choshim b'ksherim. He was suspect that he might not be able to get what he desired. So it says the Torah, V'yachshaveha, in the future, will find that this word is not something that we should be worried about. We should welcome it. In fact, if somebody suspects of us wrongdoing, it comes with tremendous brachos, because then we were able to take that suspicion and turn it on its head and say, we should have a zarachaya v'kayama, we should have children, and because all three of these, the times of V'yachshaveha, each one of them ended up with the birth of a child. And that's the key, and that's the child that takes us to the next level. So we should be blessed with Zarachaya Vekayama. We should have children that have Rechasev Misham Tovim together with us and all our immediate family and our broader family. And tonight's shir is dedicated to our first name to Ruvain Ben Sara. We should only know Besoros Tovos. We bas alano Besoros Tovos. Yeshuas and Achamos. We should only know happy times and happy occasions. And we thank so much Ruvain Ben Sara and the family that we should only hear Besoros Tovos and that we should only have happy occasions going forward in the future. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best from Hillside, New Jersey. And we welcome everybody to join us once again tomorrow night at 9:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.